Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Velinkosi Hlabisa is the IFP president, who now comes in as well as the minister of COCTA on the line with us. A very good evening, Baba. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening, Temelo, as well as the listeners of Kaya FM.
Well, congratulations on your new appointment. I know that tomorrow you'll be sworn in officially as the Minister of COCTA. You know, just maybe your reflections on that appointment.
Thank you very much for the congratulations. The appointment comes with heavy responsibility. We were campaigning and made promises to bring change in the lives of our people. The portfolio in which I'm going to be assigned after being sworn in is with massive sections of our community, the local government sphere. Firstly, is what affects our people at the closest. The service delivery, which our people need on daily basis, wherever they live, at most is the accountability of the local government. So now, the state in which our local government is in South Africa, the collapse of services, the inefficiencies in some of the officials, the amount of corruption which robs our people, the development is going to be the priority which the department will have to look at closely and come up with a turnaround plan to ensure that services given to our people are sustainable and have value for money. The second section, which is the traditional institution, this is our heritage in South Africa. The traditional institution played an important role right during the time of the wars against the foreign invaders during the colonial period. This institution has numerous problems which had not been given sufficient attention and solutions. It will receive the closest attention during this seventh administration.
Honorable Hlabisa, I don't know, obviously, you obviously have your eye on what is happening in Gauteng. We are the last standing province without really a government. You've just touched on the importance of local government, of course, in your new portfolio. Are you concerned, apart from the fact that you are obviously a player in the government of national unity as someone who's going to be taking this role, are you concerned about the stability of these municipalities based on just how fragile these relationships are, even at provincial level?
No, the relationships at a provincial level and national level are going to be stable very soon. The delay that we are observing in Gauteng, it only needs maturity to the Gauteng provincial leadership. If you did not win the elections, you must not behave as someone who won and wants to dictate terms. You must bring along other partners who are key. As you saw at the national level, there was engagement after engagement, and eventually there was a breakthrough. The coalition government has come to stay in South Africa. The local government sphere, as we know, some challenges in Gauteng, municipalities, and elsewhere in our country, we need to shape up to the coalition government because it has come to stay. And any resistance and any behavior like I have won because I have the bigger seat in the sphere of government, if you don't have the majority of 50+1, you must humble yourself, engage other partners, find a common ground, put the interest of the country, of the municipality, of the province first, then to concentrate on your political agenda, because people have spoken, work together, heed that call of the voters. Mm.
The incoming Minister of Basic Education, Honourable Harube, has put forward a bill that she wanted to discuss at a national level of managing what would be musical chairs in a situation where we have a coalition arrangement that would happen and assist at national level. At a local level, based on what you've just said, what do you suggest would have to be considered to stabilize these arrangements that we sometimes have seen have not really served the people of the municipalities that have suffered the musical chairs?
Firstly, maturity amongst the leaders in that sphere of government. For a coalition government to succeed, you need engagement and engagement until you find a common ground. There are countries, my sister, with more than 100 chairs, having never had a party with 50+1 majority, but under coalition government. These coalition government succeed if you have a kind of leadership that do not have their personal interest as a priority, but who have the country's interest as a priority. But above everything, maturity. The bill that is being suggested by the DA, they will present that bill. It will be subjected to engagement. The IFP will put its contribution, because a win-win situation is what will make coalition government succeed. And whoever comes with an idea must not want to promote his or her party as a champion, but get along all people so that we pull to one direction. The voters have made South Africa land in a new phase. They saw the majoritarian principle taking our country back, passing laws which were not helpful to our people, doing things simply because relying on the majority, and they said, we are cutting this power of majoritarian. You must compromise, work together, find each other, get a common ground, and take our country forward. I'm very confident coalition government is going to succeed, because we have learned lessons from other countries, how they do it. All it will matter is that our leadership must learn firstly to be humble. If you did not win, do not behave as if you have won, yet you did not. Take other political parties on board, work together and put the interests of the country. Mm-hmm. I'm very confident, even at a national level, there will be challenges in the first few months. Mm-hmm. We are at a learning curve. Mm-hmm. And at a provincial level, yes, the municipalities is almost 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. But what should matter, the leaders, councillors, must rise to the level of maturity, not behave like kids. They are responsible for a local government sphere which has a responsibility to deliver services to our people than to pay more attention to boardroom politics.
The federal chair of the DA, Helen Zille, says that the IFP would be the ideal party to be included in the government of provincial unity. In fact, there's been a squabble about who gets the remaining seats between the DA and the ANC, they are telling us. And the DA is saying, well, actually, you should be, as the IFP, be prioritized. Have you been included in these negotiations in the Gauteng?
Yes, we are part of the negotiation. The only unfortunate part, I'm sure even you, my sister, you can read between the lines. Look at KwaZulu-Natal. KwaZulu-Natal was a very complex scenario. 2 weeks, if it is not 3 weeks now, the government of provincial unity is hitting the ground. People are starting to realize change in a government led by the IFP. If it at a national level, we have managed to cross all differences, and tomorrow there is official inauguration and the swearing in of ministers. But why Gauteng cannot cross the differences they have. That is why I'm saying the level of maturity is what must prevail. The Gauteng leadership of the ANC must accept that they did not win. They must take along political parties who will add value wherever you will find IFP. IFP brings stability. IFP ensures that progress prevails in any sphere of government. Well, if the ANC can choose to leave the IFP out, it will not be in the spirit of the government of national unity, which is prevailing at the national level, because the IFP is a key player in our country, and especially in Gauteng. We have been there since 1994, playing a major role in stabilizing the community of the province of Gauteng. Leaving the IFP out really will be unfortunate.
So are you then expecting to take that one seat in Gauteng?
Definitely. When we campaigned, we were campaigning and saying we want the IFP to be at the executive level in Gauteng, where decisions are made in the cabinet, and definitely we want to take that seat in Gauteng. And we said nationally we want to be at the executive level, which has happened in KwaZulu-Natal. We said we want to lead the government, which has happened. Therefore, in occupying an executive position in Gauteng is in line with our campaign, as we promised people that we will influence change for the better, change for the good, if we are represented at an executive level, than being just ordinary members of the provincial legislature.
So the principle that the DA advances in Gauteng is the biggest issue for them is proportionality. If we take that into account, it then wouldn't follow that the IFP would be the most natural to follow to get the next seat, because proportionally there are other parties that got more seats than the IFP. This would then just be about a relationship that the IFP has at a national level with the governing party, what used to be the governing party, the ANC, as well as the DA. Is that your understanding?
You see, if you want a stable government, you go for parties that will bring stability. Because if you go in terms of proportionality, it depends how you define it, whether you define in terms of parties to form the government or in terms of the total voters. The question of proportionality, even at the national level, was eventually overridden in the interest of finding a common ground. In KwaZulu-Natal, the IFP gave a position of MEC to the NFP, while the NFP, in terms of numbers, it could be given the position of being chairperson or chair of chairs or chief whip, but we gave them the nearest to the highest, the position of an MEC, in the interest of the government of provincial unity, because we wanted to create something stable that will take the province forward. That is why all ministers and all sections of the provincial government of KwaZulu-Natal are hitting the ground, which is not the case in Gauteng.
Which then means you are then open to how the ANC is seeing it, because the ANC agrees with you in this particular matter, if we use that logic.
But I'm not sure what direction are you wanting to take the whole conversation.
I don't have an agenda, Honorable Tlabisa. I just want to understand from the position of the IFP, you know, what would be comfortable for you, especially because right now everybody's in the middle of negotiations. And of course, the people of Gauteng would like to know, you know, what would be the wishes of the IFP?
No, the IFP definitely would want to be at the executive level. And the ANC, as a majority party, should consider what will make a stable government, what will bring the people of Gauteng together and try to forge for a common ground. And it is up to the ANC, if they want a stable government, include as much as you can. Do not want to concentrate more powers in your hands as it happened at the national level. The process, when there was a deadlock, there were relaxation until maximum inclusion of various political parties, even some of them who did not qualify in terms of numbers to get either a minister or deputy minister, were considered, because the spirit is the government of national unity. If that spirit can be cascaded down to Gauteng, as it was cascaded to the province of KwaZulu-Natal, a typical example at the provincial level is KwaZulu-Natal, and the IFP, the ANC, the DA, and the NSP are fully functioning, taking the government forward. That should be the case even in Gauteng.
Incoming COGTA Minister, and thank you so much, who's also the IFP leader. Really appreciate your time, and all the best for tomorrow when you get sworn in. Thank you so much, Honorable Tlabisa.
Thank you very much. But 1 minute.
Yes.
Not even a minute.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah, I'm sure you did not take offense when I said what direction. I was not intending you have an agenda. No. Is that I wanted to understand exactly,
yes,
where do you want us to take the discussion to, not referring to an agenda.
Yes.
And if you did not take an offense, thank you very much.
I didn't take an offense at all.
That is wonderful.
I appreciate you clarifying it. And not at all. I did not take offense at all. But I really appreciate it. And all the best for tomorrow. Congratulations once more.
Thank you very much.
That is Honorable Vilinkosi Tlabisa, who is an IFP leader, as well as the incoming COGTA minister. And tomorrow, we'll all be watching as they all go in and get sworn in Parliament. And this time, it's going to be happening in Cape Town. I'm going to take a quick break, and I see your calls. I'm going to take you, Sunny Boy. I'm going to take you into this LB, 086-00-00-959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.